Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And we are thrilled to be able to be focusing our attention on missions during the month of January. And we've given you quite a few opportunities to hear from missionaries and folks that are talking about missions committees. And so for the next couple of times, we want to talk to three brothers who have been actively involved in our short-term missions trips, Tim and Brian and Dan Pahulski. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
And Tim is the older brother, 28 years old. Brian is 24. Dan is 20. And you guys have had the opportunity to go to Spain recently. And Tim, you were telling me before the broadcast began that it was a week that literally changed your life.
It was. It was really surprising. I wasn't expecting the things that God taught me, and I wasn't expecting to have as much fun as I did.
Fun. It was, serving God? Fun?
Oh, it was It was awesome.
Brian, tell us what types of things you were expecting to be doing when you went to Spain.
Well, I wasn't really sure what to expect. When we got there, there was way more than we thought. I was just expecting to do whatever it took. You know, if somebody told me to do something, I was planning on being there.
Just follow instructions.
Yep, just do whatever they tell me and get along with whoever's telling me and do the best that I can because that's what we're there for.
Now, this was going to be a Nehemiah trip, and so describe to us, Dan, what a Nehemiah trip is in your mind.
A Nehemiah trip is a work trip. Basically, we go to an organization or some kind of camp or Bible teaching camp or ministry, and we basically work around their facility that, you know, something that needs repairs that they are not capable of doing.
Okay.
Generally, it's a team from church that goes, and it's basically a work trip.
So the idea gets back to the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah went back and started working on the walls of the city. Therefore, the idea of a Nehemiah trip is whatever needs to be done. So you go to Spain, and you're going to be working with one of our missionary families, Randy and Karen Wilkins, and they had the opportunity to acquire some property that's going to be used for a camp, or is it being used now as a camp? Tim, tell us about that.
It's being used as a organization to bring churches and young people around.
Okay.
So up until this point, nobody had slept overnight at the camp with hot running water and showers and everyday facilities.
Things that you would expect at a camp.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And that's because the building itself is very old, over 300 years old, and it needed everything changed except for the outside walls. But even the outside walls needed to be fixed and reinforced and changed. So new roof, new floors, everything new. So they had been working on it for years and years and years. I believe they acquired it in 2001. And then had worked on it up till this point. So it was really exciting to see all the people that had done work there. We were able to see the work that had gone before us and done work.
Okay. Now, Dan, when you went, you were a part of a team of how many people?
There were 24 of us that went from church.
That's amazing. To go to Spain.
Yes.
24 from Brookside. And so when you first heard about this opportunity, did just one of you kind of think, hey, that would be something great? Or did all three of you just immediately say, yeah, let's do this? Brian, what about it?
Yeah, I think we all kind of came together and were like, I think we need to go to Spain and do this. And the way it worked out with being able to get off work and being able to get the funding for it, it all got provided, like no questions asked.
Because all three of you work for the same company. And so for all three of you to get off work for how long?
It was about 8 days.
Okay. And then you had to raise your own funds.
Right. Yeah.
So it wasn't as if the church had millions of dollars and they said, whoever wants to go, we'll take care of it. You had to come up with your own funds.
Exactly.
So if you didn't have those funds, and we got folks listening to our broadcast this morning, and they're saying, well, that would be nice, but man, I don't, how much does something like that cost, and how in the world do you raise funds for that? What kind of counsel can you give us on that?
Well, if God has it on your heart to go, he's going to open up the doors for it. And he's going to provide for you because he wants you there.
Okay.
And that's kind of exactly how it happened for us. We didn't plan on going before we heard of it. We prayed about it first, and then all the doors opened up for it.
Did God show himself in any specific miraculous way as far as providing finances for either of you guys?
I think I'd answer that. We had had a long time to plan for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
We had been meeting with the church once the idea was conceived to go to Spain for maybe 9 months or more. It was it was a long process of planning. And so personally, I thought, well, here's what I can do. I can put aside about $200 a month until it gets there. And I just have to do without a few other things, and I was able to make it. So I don't know that it was really just that God gave me the ability to save for it and plan that way.
Right. And I'm sure with 24 people, there are probably quite a few stories, you know, of how God did it. We had some couples going, and you guys are young. What do you think was the oldest person that went? What kind of age do you think we'd be talking about?
The oldest person was in their 70s.
In their 70s.
So maybe like 74, just a guess.
Yeah. So it was really a great opportunity for people of all ages to work together then, wasn't it?
It was. It was really unusual, but everybody was able to pitch in and do something. And I think probably one of the things I learned when observing the whole group, because you have 24 different people that are all different ages, all different skill levels, all different abilities, working together, that God is in the business of changing people, not necessarily helping us accomplish our desires and our goals.
So, Brian, as you go to something like this, do you think maybe the Lord kind of wants to work in the hearts of the people who go to work as well as getting the job done on the particular situation you're working on?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's more working on the heart than the work you're going to do there. And it's never what you expect. I never expected to do what I was doing there. And it was all planned by God to shape me and help me learn different things that I need to learn in my life.
Yeah, yeah. It would really be a great opportunity if you didn't have some skill set, maybe just to work with someone that did, and you kind of go, oh, I think I can do that. I know we took a Nehemiah trip to New York City, and we had some young guys that went with us, and they'd never laid any kind of ceramic tile and, you know, cutting it and fitting it and all that kind of stuff. And by the end of the week, man, it really looked good. And so it was really neat to watch everybody just kind of pull together. Now, Dan, was there a time where everybody kind of got together and maybe had devotions during this trip?
Yes, that was actually probably one of the neatest parts of the whole trip, you know, looking back at it. Every morning we started off with an individual giving a devotion that he prepared prior to the trip.
Okay.
And we were able to take that time before we started work and quiet our hearts and just hear a brief devotion for the day.
Right.
And that was a very sweet time, just hearing what God has put on people's hearts and prepared for the entire team to hear. And it was really interesting how Herb, the leader of the trip, assigns a word for every day of the trip. And this particular trip was the word stretch for every day of the week, one letter for each day. And each person is assigned
stretch.
Stretch.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because that's what God was doing you.
Exactly.
And Tim, you know, you guys are hard workers. You probably thought, we're going to get over there and hit the job and get the job done and make that the focus. And some places probably you would go and there would be just a real drive to do that. But did you get there and realize fairly quickly, we're not going to get this job done?
Yeah, there's a lot more to do than we could do in 1 week, even though there was 24 people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it even came down to not having the right supplies, because we're there in Spain, and the setting is northern Spain. We're in the
Basque region.
In the Basque region of Spain.
Right, right.
And you can't exactly run to the Home Depot or Menards or something like that and pick up the different, possibly even tools. You could need a specific tool, but specifically, we couldn't find all the parts that we needed, and we'd have to wait sometimes. So there was some planning, there was some frustration there, and God used that. I remember one of the things that I was part of was building a bathroom in the basement where there was just a concrete floor and walls, and we needed to put in 3 showers, 2 toilets, a urinal, and 2 sinks.
Okay.
And so we needed to plumb all the hot and cold water. We needed to put all the drainage in. And we needed to dig, and we needed to splice into the drainage lines and everything. So it was a pretty involved project.
Right.
And we weren't able to really get rolling on that until day 3 on the trip due to lack of parts and things like that.
Yeah.
So God was really teaching us patience, and it was exciting towards the end seeing everything come together. But I would have liked to see everything come together by day 3. however, by day 3, I learned that God was doing something else aside from getting all of the work done. And we did accomplish a lot. There's no doubt about it. Our team accomplish a lot, but it's just not always what you expect.
Brian, would you say that not only getting work done, but fellowship is a big part of mission trips?
Absolutely. Without the fellowship, you could never work together.
Yeah.
Because you stick 24 people in a house, it's not that big, and then you add like another 10 people with the missionary team.
Mm.
That's 34 people all working and trying to do different jobs. People get in the way. People aren't doing what you want them to do or working fast enough. And it's never about you. And without the fellowship that we started with in the morning to set off the day and set it off right, it wouldn't work very well at all.
I'm hearing things like patience, making adjustments, learning some things that are character traits that God wants to develop in our lives. And so it sounds like he can even use a mission trip to do those kinds of things.
Absolutely. Amen.
So, Dan, what would you say is the best advice that you would give anybody who's listening to us this morning concerning praying about going on a trip like this?
Well, I think the first thing is never get the preconceived notion that I can't go. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because in and of ourselves, we can't. But when you pray with that, you're automatically putting it in your head that you can't. And just pray with an open heart. And, you know, God will work the details out for you to go.
Right. A lot of people are listening to us and they're saying, well, yeah, but you guys are Brookside. You're a bigger church. And so we could never send 24 people. But a lot of people are listening to us that might be able to send 4 people. And 4 people could have a tremendous impact for a missionary. For instance, if I were a missionary and I had to do any kind of construction or repair work or mechanic work or electrical work or anything like that, it would burn up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know a thing about it. But if 3 or 4 guys could come that just had just a little bit of expertise, what a blessing it would be to our work. Well, we've run out of time, so we'll have to pick this up the next time. But you know what I'm hearing is that it doesn't make any difference what your skill set is, it's what your spirit set is. And if we are all of the same spiritual mindset that says, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever needs to be done, you have to teach me some things and even slow me down maybe, but God, it's your work, and many times it's not in concrete, it's not in wood, but it's in hearts that you're trying to do the greatest work. And so we will continue the process of discussing mission trips and how God uses them in hearts and lives of folks who go. And so be sure to join us next time, and I know it'll be a tremendous blessing to you. Call somebody, invite them to join us as we share together mission trips for God's glory. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.